and it's 5 p.m. and you're listening to CKCU FM and on internet at CKCUFM.com. And this is me, Lenny, filling in for Maron on Cold Heat today. And again, I'm filling in on a Monday. This is pretty funny of me. So today on the show, I'll be playing some of my own stuff and airing the interview with Paley the Kid, which happened 2 Mondays ago. So hopefully you'll sit back and enjoy the music I'll be enjoying, that you'll be enjoying, and that'll be cool. So to start the show, we go from another theme, which is a video game theme, to another video game. So hope you, because I've been playing this video game for the past week, I've been hooked on it, and it came out last Tuesday. Yeah, we all know what video game it is. That's right, that's a theme to Final Fantasy XIII on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I mean, I own the Sony PlayStation 3, and I've been playing it for almost a whole week, and right now I'm kind of frustrated where I'm at right now, because I'm one of the bosses, so I hope you like that music there. It's I think it's called Final Fantasy XIII Chikai. It was from the Japanese soundtrack, so I guess someone will be familiar with that. So I know it's a drive time, and I'm going to start off with a new song from the Gorillaz. So I hope you like this one. I'm somehow hooked on this song right now, a new song as well. So here's a Stylo.
Push up, overload, legendary, heavy glow, sunshine, thunder roll, keep this on.
And that was Stylo by the Gorillaz featuring Mos Def and Bobby, let me double check, Bobby Womack. So yeah, it's great to have the Gorillaz return in 2010, which is unusual. I thought they weren't supposed to be back. So it's nice to have Damon Albarn and, fuck the animator's name, I just forgot the name. Yeah, back with the Gorillaz, so it's nice to have. And the album is Plastic Beach, which came out last Tuesday. So Hopefully, people have been picking up the album. It's pretty hooked on it. And someone just messaged me on my cell phone. Okay, and now it's time for interview time. And it's in two parts. As I said, I'm airing the Billy the Kid interview. So here's the first part. So enjoy. I'm in the hollow basement of Seafoam Beer Box, and it's an opportunity to interview Billy the Kid / Billy Pettinger. Just in case you're wondering, Billy's a female. It's a pleasure to meet you. So where are you from?
Born in Vancouver.
So how did you become to be Billy the Kid?
Well, let's see. I've always been the youngest. I skipped a grade in elementary school, and I just, you know, I was 16, and the dudes in my band were like 25. So I got the nickname the Kid, and it just kind of stuck.
So how long have you been as a musician?
I don't know. I think I was born a musician, but I got a piano when I was about 8. And then when I was 10, I decided I was going to be in a band with a friend of mine, even though we couldn't really play any instruments. At 12, I started playing guitar. And at 16 was when I started my first band, where I was the singer and the songwriter.
You were taught musically at a young age, so that was a given?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's videos of me at 2 and 3 years old. I was just kind of, I think, a natural performer, xylophone and whatnot. And even when they put me in piano lessons, I was always composing. I didn't really care to learn other people's songs, but I was just always creating.
I know nowadays with reality shows like American Idol, does it tarnish the talents of real musicians?
Well, I mean, to each his own, right? Yeah. Like, I think that some of the people that end up on these shows are very talented singers. It's just, a different approach. If that's what you want, then all the power to you. Who am I to say that's wrong or whatever? To each his own. I know that it's not necessarily my path, but certainly a great number of singers have ended up there.
So, aside from singing and guitar, what are other instruments do you play?
I started playing the drums when I was about 14 or 15, and I recently started playing the harmonica.
So what's considered difficult to play?
I had the most difficulty with drums, which is why I kind of gave it up. I played drums in a Ramones cover band, and at one point it was the longest running band I was in. I played for them for, I think, 5 years. But I just decided that songwriting was my calling, and better to leave drumming to the professionals. I just called to say, don't tell me you can't be without me.
albums you made so far?
I had a rock band for 3 albums, and I've just released my first solo EP, so it's a 5-song disc, and then I have another half of an album recorded sitting on a hard drive in LA.
So what kind of themes do you deal in your songs and music?
I think one could say heavy, really heavy, and you know, hopefully widely relatable. I don't know, I tend not to steer away from any topic. I just write whatever comes to me and don't censor or anything like that.
So what's considered your fun song?
I have a song I wrote when I was 14 or so about, it's about a fictitious character named Billy, and the chorus is, "Hey Billy, wake up, you could be so much more messed up. Hey Billy, wake up, you're missing out on all the good drugs." It's a made-up story. It's not true, but it always gets people in small towns who've been hollering.
So what's your favorite song from your albums?
Right now, my favorite song to play is something that's not released, but there's a demo of it up on my MySpace page. It's called Won't Be the Same, and I just like it because it starts out quiet and it ends up, there's like a huge crescendo throughout the whole song and ends up quite dynamic to the point where, I don't know, it's just very, it's still to this day emotional for me.
So what was it like to work with Rain Maida?
Rain was really cool. He was super laid back. His production technique was kind of, I guess you could say, off the map. Like, he made me a mix CD and told me to drive to Malibu on my first day in the studio. He also likes a lot of the same music as I do, so working with Garth Hudson from the band was his idea. And I feel very fortunate to have recorded in his house as kind of us just hanging out, as opposed to, you know, a lot of acts end up in a big studio that's very expensive and you're paying an hourly rate and there's like a major label that's breathing down your collar the whole time, so I got to experience kind of a more laid back situation.
So how did it happen? How did it start off?
Basically, he heard some of my demos on MySpace and said that he liked them, and I immediately asked, well, would you be interested in working with me? And it was timing. He happened to be in my city a week later on tour and said, come on out to the show. I remember going up to the box office and thinking, oh no, he left tickets for me here, but he doesn't know my last name. So I would saunter up and go, hi, I'm here to pick up some tickets for Billy the Kid. And they hand me this little envelope and it says, Billy the Kid, no ID required. And I remember thinking, thank God, I have no driver's license that says Billy the Kid on it.
And that's exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. And you know, I was kind of weirded out at first. You know, I basically recognized him on television my entire childhood, right? He was always on the radio and whatnot, so actually sitting in a room with him, I was pretty freaked out. But then you eventually realize that, you know, every person that's in a band, whether they're successful or not, is the same as any person that's not in a band. They just happen to play music.
So going to nostalgia, what's your favorite Our Lady Peace song?
I would have to say the song, I guess, that started it all. When I was, I guess, 12 years old, they did a live performance of Clumsy, and it was just acoustic guitar, and yeah, I taped it on my ghetto blaster and I would listen to it over and over again in my room. Throw away the radio, suitcase keeps you awake. Hide the telephone,
telephone in case. I think for myself it's Somewhere Out There. You're fighting back to me.
Yeah.
I'm sort of forget the 1990 songs.
They're doing this huge tour where they're doing the entire Clumsy album, and then they're doing the entire Spiritual Machines album.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So who would be your musical influences growing up?
Growing up, well, I first got into music when I was about 10 or 11. My first concert was actually Blind Melon, Pearl Jam, and Neil Young when I was 11 years old. Now, I went to see Pearl Jam because I was into the whole, you know, grunge, alternative, whatever. But I realized years later that, oh my God, actually my first concert was Neil Young. He was the headliner.
Oh, man.
So, and then, you know, more recently I've kind of got more into that kind of stuff. Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Springsteen.
Like the more folky stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. Songwriters, storytellers.
So who do you listen to most on your MP3 iPods?
I would say I have listened to Ryan Adams more than anybody ever. He has so many records, but when I found out about him, I bought all of them at once, and it took me a couple months to, like, get to know each one, and I still to this day go back to them.
And do you have any Guilty Pleasure songs?
Yeah, I secretly have a kind of a, I guess, well-versed gangster rap collection, believe it or not. Yeah, really, like, politically incorrect, very embarrassing.
Good friends with in the Canadian indie or mainstream music realm?
I don't know if I should admit this. A lot of people don't know this, but I dated the drummer from Nickelback many years back. He wasn't in Nickelback. Think what you will, you know. But he actually is an amazing drummer, and more importantly, a really amazing guy. I don't know. My boyfriend to this day is a guy named Randy Cook, who played with Chantal Kreviazyk and Rain Maida and Ringo Starr, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. Ton of like pop stuff.
That's impressive.
He's like a session drummer. Yeah.
So any wish on whom to collaborate with?
Yeah, but I don't think it'll happen. I mean, Garth Hudson from the band played on my record, so that was kind of a big check off the old bucket list. But I love Bob Dylan, I love Ryan Adams, I love Ray LaMontagne, Neil Young, even just be able to play a show with them would be kind of a big deal to me.
I'm curious if you're good friends with Serena Ryder.
I actually don't know her, but I know her bass player. Okay. He's from LA, and that's where I've been living.
Nice. Nice connections.
Yeah, and he actually played in my band too. And now there's nothing.
Supportive towards your career?
Supportive? Well, extremely supportive. My boyfriend. he's my biggest advocate. I mean, my mom is probably my biggest fan. Rain's been great. I've been doing this about 10 years. I've been booking my own tours and putting out my own records since I can remember. And there's just like this huge collective in Canada of indie bands that they all help each other out. You know, kids in bands helping me get shows and me helping them get shows. And I don't know, I feel like, you know, to name names kind of devalues how, like, what a community Canada has.
When I listen to Canadian indie music, I didn't know there's so much connections between one another.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't trip with mainstream.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's funny because I think when parents, you know, when your kid wants to get into music, there's like this fear, you know, like, oh, no kid of mine is getting into rock and roll. But actually, some of the nicest and most down-to-earth and giving, caring, compassionate people are kids in bands.
And that was part one of the interview with Billy the Kid, and right now it's 5:19 p.m. and you're still listening to CKCU 93.1 and on the internet at CKCUFM.com. So this is me, Lenny, filling in for show Code Heat, and I know Code Heat's supposed to be more what do you call it, funk, hip-hop, and so on. And right now I got a guest who's on. I got a special guest who's on right now. And since it's March break and people at CKCU are having this March break, was it kids are having?
I'm on.
You're on now. So yeah, here's Kenya who's like.
Hey, the former co-op student.
Yeah, former co-op
student. I
feel
old now saying
that. Oh, jeez. Yeah. So yeah, what's happening this week at CKCU?
Radio camp.
Yeah, radio camp. Yeah, that's why I forget. Oh, my mind's.
Jeez, for a minute I forgot too. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so yeah, what are you doing?
I'm one of the leaders.
And that's cool. So you're volunteering or you're volunteering your time?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So what happened to you after your co-op time?
I went back to school and hit the books.
Hit the books?
Yeah, all about history and math. Ooh, a lot of fun.
Yikes. And anything new lately?
New? Not so much.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh yeah. It is the start of March break. I forgot it's Monday too. I didn't realize it.
Oh. I know. I'm a little bit bummed because it's like my last year of like.
Final year.
High school. Yeah. And like this March break, my friends like they went on a grad trip.
Oh no.
Montreal.
I thought it'd be down south. That'd be more fun. Montreal. So that's only 2 hours away.
It's like Tremblant.
Oh well, yeah. That's a good area. I don't know if there's any snow left.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Montreal. They're all going. I'm so like bummed because, but I get to be here, so it's kind of cool. Yeah, at least you're getting, I was like, oh, yeah. I can't, guys. I got radio camp.
Yeah, at least you'd be on air. Unless any of your friends are listening, who are not on vacation.
I think they're all passed out on the floor right now.
Oh, jeez.
You're like just getting up right now, actually.
Yeah. So you're still trying to find a show time for your.
Yeah, I am. If Matthew's listening, I want my show.
Okay. Yeah, if he is listening, yeah.
By listening, I gotta do my demo.
Demo.
But you didn't do a demo.
Yeah. Yikes.
Like, what is this?
I don't know. I know my co-host is listening.
On your side.
Luck.
You're lucky. You're just too good. You're like, oh, he doesn't need no demo.
I know my co-host is listening. I guess he might be laughing his head off that I got away with it.
Lucky.
Yeah, I know he's listening in. And
I was actually there. I was looking. I was like, there's someone else in the room?
No, no one's in here. No, I meant like my co-host for Wednesday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was like text messaging me or SMSing me on my cell phone. And I guess I'll play a song now, or do you want to keep talking?
What are you
going to
play?
Vancouver Montreal band called The Bell Game.
Oh.
Called Tiny Fires.
Did you meet them?
Yeah, I met them a few weeks ago. Yeah.
You know everybody, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I'm going to some, some in-store session called Bands Undone. And I wonder if Kara's listening too. Hey, Kara. So yeah, I get to meet all these bands, new, like up-and-coming bands. Small bands from Canada, so it's pretty fun.
That's cool.
And yeah, so I guess we'll talk later.
Alrighty.
So here's the Bell Game of Tiny Fires.
My body's wrapped in shambles, but you've always liked me black and I
make my soul a mountain. But I tell them not to worry if it rains. The road is dry up ahead, but the sun might burn me again. Could the love I had be all grown out? Well, the only way to find out is to hold them where the sun can dry them out. If I never ask for more, it's easier just to run. I'm as hurried as anyone. But somehow you know, when the wind's blowing colder, they'll turn around slower and say to you, I don't mind if it rains. I don't mind if it rains. You can leave your friends where you found them, for your soul is still a mountain. You can tell them not to worry.
And you just heard Basha Balab of If It Rains from her current album, Car of My Own. And talk about yesterday, it was raining like crazy. And yeah, because I didn't go out. Yeah, I went up for a Bands Undone. And I was like, oh man, it was raining. It was like so cold and rain. And then now today is like a nice day. Oh man, I don't know what's with the weather. And before that was 20 Fires by The Bell Game. And right now I'm just going to air the second part of the interview with Billy the Kid, so enjoy this one. So this is a non-music topic. I noticed that you like Chinese films.
I do. How did you know that?
I checked your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Yeah, what was your favorite movies?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a bit of a faker. Like, I like all the purist stuff, yeah. You know, all the old school, but, I don't even know if I should admit this, but all those, like, you know, Curse the Golden Flower and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, like, the kind of more Western spin on the theme, so.
Yeah, because I saw Crouching Tigers, like, I had that song in my head.
Oh, yeah?
That Coco Lee song, but the Mandarin version. I didn't see. Yeah, was like, any others? You still watch Hong Kong movies?
Yeah, for sure. I have like a huge binder, and about half of it is everything Bruce Lee ever did, and just anything that I picked up in my travels.
Yeah, any favorites? Like, you like martial arts too?
Yeah, I mean, again, I was in the faker martial art when I was a kid. I was in Taekwondo, but I recently started boxing. But I don't know. I don't know what I kind of want to like try kung fu or ninjutsu or something like that. Like actual. Just, I don't know, I have such respect for the discipline.
And who's your favorite Hong Kong actor?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't really know, you know, the real ones, but I don't know. I was a huge fan of the movie Hero, believe it or not. So.
Jet Li.
Yeah.
To me, my favorite's too, Chow Yun-Fat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, even though like, Crouch Tiger is like, spoke Mandarin. Totally different. Even though he's more of the gun shooting guy.
For sure.
Since I am a wrestling fan, and you'll probably grill me on it, it's like I find that tattoos have become an eyesore for me.
Oh yeah?
Like, that'd be nuts. I know that you have several tattoos.
Yes,
can you explain on some?
Yeah, my tattoos started out pretty random, but became more meaningful with my old age. I have a lot of words on me. I have the words forgive, believe, give back. The sentence today equals the best day ever. And then in huge letters I have on my right arm the words lost, which is
a TV show.
Yeah, and I'm bad at directions. Yeah. Actually it's it's a way of life, you know. I was a foster kid my whole childhood. People kind of thought I was a bit of a lost cause, and that the path I'd chosen was, I don't know, I guess you could say kind of a write-off. So I've embraced that, and I've made it my own. So I now proudly, you know, I proudly wear that badge.
That's cool. So was it painful around the chest area?
That was actually my first tattoo. I was 16.
Man.
So I can't really say that I had a good gauge,
yeah.
But I don't know. I have a high tolerance for a lot of things. I think that's why I'm still in music.
So how's the tour been so far?
Oh my God, it's been really great. It's been a year since I've been on the road. I've just been recording and working on music. So this is where I belong. Like I said, I was a foster kid. Yeah. Living out of a backpack is where I'm the most comfortable.
So like a journey woman.
Yeah, for sure. There's nothing I would rather be doing. If this was all my life ever was, I would be happy.
So what kind of car do you drive? Is it an old car?
This portion, because I flew from LA, I'm in a rental car. But out west, I drove a 1987 Volkswagen Golf.
So it's still kicking?
Yeah, man, that thing is a warrior. I have serious respect for that car.
So is this your first time in Ottawa, or...?
No, well, it's my second time solo. But the band has played here a couple times over the years.
And what do you think of Ottawa so far?
I like it. I'm excited to see a bit more of the city. I had time to see, you know, the capital and hang out in that scenic touristy area for a while, but I'm pretty excited. I have another show here at the university, so I get some time to hang out.
How's the Vancouver music scene like?
Honestly, I see a lot of quote-unquote music scenes just in passing. You know, even though I'm from Vancouver, I've seen it go through a lot of different stages of, you know, a ton of venues, a ton of great bands, and then nothing, and everybody's complaining all the time. One thing I've noticed is that everything is cyclical. When things get really bad, that inspires this sense of urgency. And then people are forced to, you know, seek out new venues or create something. So what I know of it now, and my gauge is a little bit skewed because I'm not there all so often, I think there's still a pretty good, like, rock and roll scene, as there's always been, you know, like the hard rock bands. And venues are dwindling. They're kind of on the low side.
I mean, interviewing a lot of BC bands.
Oh yeah, like who?
Said the Whale, Macklin Machine, You Say Party, We Say Die.
There's love within my heart. There's love within my heart. There's love within my heart.
They're great friends of mine.
Oh.
Yeah, their drummer is another ex-boyfriend of mine.
I guess his name.
Devin Clifford.
Yeah, someone remembered me.
Yeah, Derek, their guitar player, lent me his guitar for a year while he was in Norway. I went to high school with Becky, their singer.
Oh man, that's a nice connection. Yeah, I'm just hooked on X, 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 X.
Yeah.
So hard to say the four X's.
Why four?
Yeah. Pretty funny. So, trying any of the foods in Ottawa?
Not yet. I will be. I'm vegan. I've been vegan for 14 years, vegetarian for 16. So I'll be going to happycow.net and finding out any vegan restaurants I can.
So any plans to make it out to music festivals around the summertime or springtime?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the theme. I mean, coming up in a couple weeks, I'm going to be playing Canadian Music Week in Toronto. Then I go immediately down to South by Southwest in Texas. Then I continue on like East Coast of Canada, but then it's festival season. I've already got a couple of folk festivals booked, and I'll be filling up the dates as time goes by.
On your Twitter, it seems like you made a campaign to have your songs played on CBC Radio 3. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody told me that they look to that like artist page. If it's getting a lot of plays, then they're more likely to add you to their rotation. And I figure of all the radio stations, I mean, I'm pretty realistic. I don't expect to be played on a lot of rock radio. So I was like, if anybody's ever going to play me, it's probably going to be CBC. And if this is the way to get it done, then I did ask people if they could, you know, just go online and listen to a couple songs, and who knows, maybe I might get added.
So do you support any social causes or campaigns, like the RAG campaign or Oxfam?
Yeah, lots. Oh my God. Rain and I I helped raise $30,000 through War Child to rebuild a school in the Republic of Congo, and it was actually he shot a video, and we just went around the whole day and busked, and we've done, I actually have my own kind of not-for-profit, which we put on benefit shows, and I never wanted to be pigeonholed to one specific group, so, I'm a foster kid, so street youth is pretty close to my heart, and there's a couple programs out in BC where I'm from that I try to support. But globally, I mean, there's an endless stream of things that we've raised money for. Well, like I said, I have a tattoo that says give back, so I'm reminded constantly that whether I believe it or not, this society is truly fortunate, and we have so much more than we realize.
Yeah, it is pretty important.
For sure, and if not us, then who? I'm constantly asking myself that question.
Yeah. As music channels now air non-music related programming, do you miss music channels playing freeform music videos nowadays?
I absolutely do. I think that's a great question. When I was younger, I used to sit at home and tape all my favorite music videos, and I was glued to Much Music day in and day out. And now I don't even know the last time I saw a music video, and if I did, it sounded the same as the last music video I heard. You know what I'm saying? I recently, clicked through and saw that the top five in the Much Music countdown, they all had that auto-tune sound, the vocoder. Every single song in the top five sounded exactly the same, and I was like, well, this is it. We're witnessing the end of, music as we know it.
Without a pen, no ID on the track, let the story begin. 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 This is anti-auto-tune, death for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along.
Music television part on your logo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it is sort of dying.
Well, it is what it is. We can, I'm just going to accept it. And I know that there's great musicians out there making great music just because they're not experiencing that type of exposure anymore. There are other ways.
You got things to do, you got to go downtown and make a buck or two, because no one's going to save you. No one's going to save you.
Is the internet the better way to showcase music videos?
I don't know. I think that times are changing. Everybody that's in a band is, I think, realizing that. Our first video that we released was Medium Rotation for 13 weeks. It got picked up by, it did really well. Our next one didn't get played once. My third video, I didn't even submit it to music channels. I just kind of was like, you know what? There's no sense trying to battle. Everybody's trying to battle for this, and I know where to find my people or where they hang out. And so far, it's been the internet. So if it gets to that point where somebody wants it, then I'm sure they'll ask. But as far as trying to fit into a medium that I just don't really feel I'm a part of.
So it seems like some of the indie bands I've seen on music videos, it's shot in HD.
Yeah.
And then music channels still in standard.
That's true.
So it's nice to see videos getting clearer.
For sure, and especially online, everything gets so compressed and the quality is so terrible. It's nice to see something that actually looks nice.
So what do you think of using social media sites?
I don't know. I personally love connecting with people that support what I do. I mean, anytime anybody emails me, as soon as I get a chance, I email them back. It's not always very often when, there's days I'm stuck in a car for 10 hours and then I'm at a show, but I felt very fortunate to have it as a way to connect with people. I really don't know what we did 10, 20 years ago.
Are you really hooked on it?
Yeah, I am. I mean, you'll see me the second I get anywhere. It's like, do you have internet? Because I have to. Even just for me to leave it a couple days, it's overwhelming. It gets out of control because I value that. I love talking to people. I'm never going to not email somebody back or respond to a question. So, I place a pretty high value in it.
So what's a site that people should check up on?
For my stuff, it's BillyTheKidOnline.com, and I also have a blog, BillyTheKidBlog.com.
And lastly, what would be your funniest moment when touring around?
Oh my God, so many. Losing a bumper, a crazy hysterical fan getting escorted outside in tears, the fuel pump exploding, the wheel almost falling off, touring Canada in the winter, minus 27 in Winnipeg, almost going off the road. That's just this tour.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, it's never a dull moment, but that's part of why I love it.
Thank you for taking time, and hope I enjoy your performance.
I hope you do too.
Hope you enjoyed the Billy the Kid interview. And I forgot that Kenny Music Week just finished this past weekend, and she also took part, and now she's off to South by Southwest. And I know a bunch of other Kenny indie artists have flown over to Austin, Texas. And Dick Altavista, who does the Wednesday at 1:30, is also in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. So lucky, what a lucky duck that guy is. And yeah, it's like, I guess it's like the start of almost the start of music festivals, and so far, sorry, I'm chewing gum at this time. And right now it's 5:45 p.m. and you're listening to CKCU 93.1 and CKCU FM on the internet. CKCUFM.com on the internet. And this is Lenny filling in for the show Code Heat, and I wish I had a chance to listen to that radio show. I think it's like, it's like hip hop or R&B stuff. So right now, I'll be playing some Kenny indie artists. I just mentioned Kenny Music Week just went past by in Toronto, and I'm just checking this website, this news, like some annual Canadian annual indie music awards, and I'm just playing three acts. So I'm gonna start with Great Lake Swimmers. Day one for. Let's see what they want for best. I'm trying to look for it. And I'm losing my. They want for folk group. Then, who was next? I have to check my playlist again. Who's next? And the Air Cows won for best live group. And an ending off of Royal Arbiter Revenge for the Galaxy Rising Star. So, right. And I just forgot to play some theme. And I guess I'll do it later. Yeah. So yeah, here's a kind of sort of Lisa of Tread Lightly's favorite band, Great Lake Swimmers, with Still.
Dark wells, I'm still Nothing left getting slow as the beat's out of pace. West side apartment grows lonely and dark. West side apartment is two more empty hearts. I wanna hurt, I wanna betray. It's not like me to make your heart break. This is how it was fun, we should do it again. But...
Man, it feels like I'm still in some Chinese restaurant when I played this, when I played Lisa's Tread Lightly theme. So yeah, we just heard three songs. We started with Still by Great Lake Swimmers, Lisa's favorite band, and then followed up by The Hugh Ballad of the Hugo Chavez by Art Kelly from their album Jackson Square, and then ending off with Don't Haunt This Place by The Rural Alberta Advantage. So now it's my time to say goodbye, but I'll be back on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. with Mike on audio sensory resuscitation, and I got to I should thank Kenya for dropping by and I guess help promote Radio Camp on CKCU since it's March break, and as usual for Mike, I know he's been bugging me to play some candle pop music, and I'll be playing it soon, so yeah, hopefully you'll like this one. So it's an old Leslie Jernig song, and yeah, I'll be playing some more Wednesday. For your sake, Mike, if you're listening. So here's a classic song by Leslie Jernig. So see ya Wednesday morning.
Sayonara, 少女心事，但愿我亦了解，我也能知。Sayonara, Sayonara, 少女。 分的恋爱不见终点。Sayonara, Sayonara, 少女心事，但愿我亦了解我也能。